So here I am in Merton College Chapel. They began building in the late 13th century. It took about 150 years to complete. We'll see some stained glass windows, which are all 14th century. And look, all these memorial plaques. They're all in Latin, as you can see. And look at the cherub's face beneath, with wings beside him, and so on. By the 19th century, they start doing it in English, and there are more of them, far too many to recognise. And look at this, a very fine one. I mean, occasionally you'll find these people actually buried behind the wall, or the ashes are. How about that? And the coat of arms, the crest, and a black boy with a bow and arrow as part of it. Probably be objected to by the RLM. See, this guy was a commoner of the college, as in to say he was not a scholar or an exhibitioner. So he's a student of average ability. Okay, and then we go on. How about that? Henry Savile, the 16th century politician, and all the philosophers behind him. Chrysostomus, Ptolemy, Euclides, Tacitus, okay. And you see the angel with her trumpet way up high. And then the map, the globe with the cherub's heads. So in we go. What did I tell you about people buried beneath the floor? Look at that for a mighty organ, pun intended. And then see the hammer beam roof. Wow. They don't make them like that anymore. Just think how many man hours went into this one and what a fortune would have cost. When, of course, most people were living in hovels and starving. So no wonder they thought it was a house of God when most people were living in something equivalent of a garden shed. So God is the Alpha and the Omega, as the Apocalypse says, you see. They're in a baptismal font. I suppose some of the dons had children. Well, I mean, the head of house did. He was allowed to marry. And you see there, in Rye, above him, above Jesus Christ, the head of house now is a woman. I think the first ever woman to be head of house, because this is a generic term, another baptismal font. That opens onto the street. Having said that, I've never seen it open. There's another, what was I going to say? Head of house, because different colleges have got different titles for the head of house. President, provost, master, rector, dean, so on. So here it's warden, which is quite unusual. Okay, so there we go. And this is for tolling the bells. Or perhaps the death knell. So here we are in the... This is the choir of the chapel. That was the nave behind. And look at the big lectern here. When they can light the candles, or when they have a candlelit worship, and beyond that. And there is the altar with the scene of Jesus on his cross and the two men beside of him. And you see the Blessed Virgin with the infant up high. And are these two nuns with croziers and kings? Wow. What else is going to point out? Yeah, one candle on either side of the cross, as always in the Church of England, and nobody seems to know why. And look at that mini organ. And they've even painted things up there. Okay. And look, they've got new inscriptions on the lectern. So that's an idea. That's a whistle-stop tour of the chapel. I've never been in. Open to the public for Sunday worship, usually, in the evening. And look at the... Are they salmon on that coat of arms? Draped urns. Yeah. Funerary monuments. Oh, I see they're just the face carved into the wood. Well... What is delightful, detailed handiwork, hey? I couldn't have done better myself. So there will be an organ scholar. He or she has to read an ordinary subject. Could be music, could be something else. Wardens of the college, Jennifer Payne. I stand corrected. She's the second woman to hold that office. No, third, Jessica Rawson. The woman was in charge when I was here. I had no idea. I mean, not that I was this college. She was in charge for a very long time. Okay. All right. Shows what I know. Anybody? So, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and donate with the greatest possible generosity. Break the bank, take out a few credit cards, and max them out, and then donate. Okay, goodbye.